So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 411. Yeah, you would be hearing my voice right now. This is the Miles Sprung chair I'm sitting in right now. Unfortunately, Mr. Miles Sprung is not here today. Wish him all the best today. But you know who is here on the 411? It's Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly. But the other host of the show, don't forget her name, Lorelai Smith. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. We have some news that we'd like to share with all of y'all today. So we're going to start off with the MLB. The Oakland Athletics hire construction executive for new Las Vegas stadium. If you haven't heard the news in the MLB about the Oakland A's, Oakland in sports, it's coming to a close for all the beloved Oakland A's fans. And, you know, you look at the Oakland Raiders, now they're in Las Vegas. So Las Vegas is now taking both of the Oakland sports teams, Oakland Athletics and the Oakland Raiders. Lorelai, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I feel like it sucks that they're losing sports teams.
I know there are a lot of those. A lot of Oakland sports fans are, you know, very beloved to their sports teams. They support them through, you know, the ups and downs. It's just really unfortunate. And, you know, I mean, Las Vegas, it's party city in Nevada.
Yeah, do you think fans, since the teams are leaving there, do you think the fans are going to be upset, or do you think the fans are going to stick with the team?
It really just depends, because Oakland is in California.
Yeah.
And Nevada is only a state over. So, I mean, if you've been an Oakland A's fan for forever, you know, I get, you know, you're losing your beloved sports team that you've been a fan of forever. I just like, you know, I really, you know, I think you just have to support them because, you know, you've been a fan for so long. Why stop supporting them? I get that the team is moving from, you know, your area. You're not going to be able to go as too many as games as much, but it's just like, I think you just have to stick with them because you've been a fan for so long.
Yeah, I agree. But
it just, you know, it just, the drive, I mean, from Oakland, California, are you willing to, you know, you're not going to be able to go as many games. So, I mean, are you going to willing to make the drive from Oakland to Las Vegas, Nevada? Or would you rather root for another MLB team or NFL team? Because now, obviously, the Raiders moved there a few years back to Las Vegas. Would you rather root for the San Francisco Giants or the Los Angeles Dodgers or the San Diego Padres because they're in California, and I'm not sure how far. I mean, Oakland and San Francisco is just right over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah,
so
they're right next to each other.
Yeah, so it's like you might as well just
watch
when the Oakland Athletics come to San Francisco to play the Giants.
Yeah.
Or if you're, you know, you were a Raiders fan and now you're not going to be able to go to as many games, just go root for the 49ers. I know that sounds as horrible as it seems. A lot of, you know, Las Vegas Raiders fans are like me for saying that, but if you're that upset, I mean,
or you could just watch it on TV.
TV, exactly. If you're that upset and you just, you know, you're not be able to go to many of his games, you don't want to root for, you know, Las Vegas Raiders to Oakland Athletics, just go root for another team in California or root for some other team. I mean, San Francisco 49ers have been an amazing team for many years in the NFL, so much legacy with Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, and San Francisco Giants, Barry Bonds. There's a lot there. Sydney Sweeney going to be playing Spider-Woman. I didn't know there was a thing with Spider-Woman.
I knew there was like some in like the Spider-Verse movies, and I've heard that they're coming out in the future. It's going to be like, it's going to look like how the Spider-Verse movies are, but it's going to be Spider-Woman.
So it's going to be Spider-Woman.
It's
so
it's just animated.
Animated?
Though. Yeah.
Interesting there. I might have to go check that out. Spain wins Women's World Cup match winner Olga. I'm probably going to butcher this name. I'm going to try my best. Carmona or Carmona? I think it's Carmona. Found out father died before game.
Oh.
Wow, that.
That's
unfortunate, but you know, you play through adversity, you know, you play through the ups and downs. I mean, that must have been a very emotional time, but you know, your father just passed away, but ending up winning the Women's World Cup, that had to be
that had to be
amazing and, you know, monumental moment in your life, because you went through this adversity just, you know, the same day that you're about to play the biggest game in your entire life, and you win. Another topic, Tropical Storm Hillary rocks Los Angeles. Earthquake happened at the same time. It's very unfortunate. I feel bad for all you California natives out there. Wishing you all the best thoughts and prayers during this time. You guys aren't really
used to stay safe out there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Stay safe. You guys aren't, you know, Laura, you talked to me earlier. California really hasn't had a tropical storm in forever.
No, it hasn't. It's just, I think my dad was saying it was like the early 1930s, I want to say. But I don't remember. We'd have to look that up. But
that's just really unfortunate. Thoughts and prayers. You know, California just really doesn't get a lot of tropical storms. I mean, you look at Florida. They get hurricanes all
the time.
Yeah, they're ready. They're ready. You look at, you know, you looked at Louisiana, New Orleans. I mean, Hurricane Katrina, but now they're really set up. They're set up for hurricanes. Just all those, really those states, you know, like on the Gulf of Mexico, just they're all really, I mean, ready for a hurricane because, you know, they got a ocean right in front of them. In California, I mean, they have the Pacific Ocean, but they don't really get
hurricanes.
No. A lot of earthquakes, but thoughts and prayers to everyone in the Los Angeles area, everyone in California,
Southern California,
the Valley. I mean, it's going to be flooding. And
my aunt lives in the Valley.
So thoughts and prayers to Lorelai's aunt with living in the Valley, because, you know, it's going to be, I mean, you add a flooding in a valley, it's just roll right down the valley, and it's going to be really bad, and it's just going to kind of like break up the valley a little bit and just flood and stream through the valley.
It's going to stay there for a while.
And I just want to give all my thoughts and prayers to everyone in California. Russia's Luna 25 unmanned spacecraft crashes on moon after spinning out of control.
I think I heard about that.
Very interesting.
It is.
Russia 25 unmanned spacecraft crashes on a moon after spinning out of control. That's kind of kind of dangerous, kind of scary. That's
not
unmanned spacecraft. That's crazy.
Just imagine taking off in a rocket and you just see it spiraling.
No one's in the cockpit, or that's insane.
I mean, maybe good no one was in it.
Yeah, exactly. That's just insane. Well, that's with Russia's Luna 25. Washington, D.C. court rules AI-generated art does not qualify for copyright.
Well, yeah, because it was AI-generated.
Yeah, AI-generated. It's been a mixed bag of emotions for sure for a lot of people with the whole AI-generated art, you know, when it comes to production and radio, media, and voice acting. It's just, it's a lot.
It just takes things away from people.
Yeah. Jobs, but I'm not going to, you know,
get into that
and dwell on that too much. Messi leads Inter Miami to League Cup victory with 10th goal in 7 games. Lionel Messi, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest soccer players of all time, coming over to the United States to play in Miami and winning the League Cup victory with 10th goal in 7 games. That is just extremely impressive. 10th goal in 7 games. That's very impressive. Because it's not like football or, you know, because, like, you know, I could be a quarterback. I could throw 4 touchdowns in a game. Like, with soccer, it's very competitive.
You don't score much in soccer.
Yeah. It's a team. You got to assist. I mean, it's a team. It's a big team game. Not saying, you know, baseball or football or basketball or hockey or racing. There's a bunch of other sports out there that doesn't require teamwork, but soccer relies on a ton of teamwork to pass and
pass the ball constantly,
just moving the ball.
I could never play soccer. Running.
Yeah, I could. No, that's why I play football.
I play softball.
Congratulations, Lionel Messi and Inter Miami for winning the League Cup.
Yeah.
YouTube is working on multi-view teacher where you can watch four videos at once.
No, thank you. That's too much.
Wow.
That is too much.
Well, I mean, I couldn't do that. I know I couldn't do it. For sure. Four videos at once? Are you kidding me?
Like, maybe if I could do two if one was like the lo-fi girl, like playing music in the background.
That's what I'd love. If I could play music and, you know,
watch stuff and play music.
Yeah. But then if you're hearing the music, you have to mute, either turn the other video that you're watching down lower, or it just or completely off. Because for me, I like to, when I'm working on schoolwork, I crank that music up, and if I have to have a video, and it usually is like, you know, word by word in the video, I'm not going to have the volume up the video with the teacher talking. That sounds really disrespectful, but
yeah.
I'm not going to do that, because if it's just word for word, I'm just reading it as it goes, plus listening to music. I love my music, so yeah, that's on that. Maui wildfires continue.
Oh,
that's very unfortunate.
It's very sad.
Very sad. Lorelai, you talked about, you know, Hawaii and how it's there either, you know,
air quality was so nice.
Air quality. So, yeah. Not now.
Not now.
But you talked about like how it's just so dry. The moisture on the.
Yeah, the valley.
The
valley's real dry, and that's where the wildfires were taking place. So it just like immediately caught fire.
Yeah, it's another thing. You look at California and their wildfires. I mean, it's just so like moisture on the ground. It's just like it's so dry.
Yeah,
and it's like it. You know, in a snap of a finger, it's, you know, a fire's already starting and spreading.
I think they said the fire was spreading a mile a minute, something to that extent, like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. You are listening to the 411 on Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the 411. I'm with Lana Nelson, and I'm with Lorelai Smith. We'll be right back in 30 seconds.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Welcome back to the 411. I'm Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly. I'm joined by Lorelai Smith.
Hello.
Missing you, Miles. Wish you were here, buddy. It's currently 8:01 a.m. WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. We're going to get right back into some more news. Elon Musk is removing the block feature on X.
What? That doesn't, like...
Block, like you... That
blocking
made,
people?
Yeah, blocking people. I don't get it whatsoever.
Like, what if someone's bothering you on there and you need to get rid of them?
Yeah,
like,
that's you know.
I know there's like YouTubers and stuff who have struggled with people stalking them.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, usually they would block the person.
Exactly.
But now they can't do that for their privacy.
Which that's going to be really unfortunate. You know, let's say let me think here. Let me get my train of thought and get a breath here. I'm trying to talk to somebody, you know, and they just keep talking to me, and I, you know, I'm getting very uncomfortable, and I'm not enjoying the conversation. I'm going to try to block them. I want to try to move them from how they're being able to contact me.
Yeah, you want to get rid of
them. Get rid of them. Well, now, that's basically someone's privacy. You're taking away people's privacy.
Yeah, I feel like more people are going to be leaving the app because of this reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I know a lot of people like already are.
Yeah, it feels like an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
You know, for example, let's say you're bugging me and I don't like it on X. You can just continue to bug me all you want because I can't get rid of you.
Can you silence the person's...
You could maybe silence the messages, but that, I mean, still, you're not still, gonna, still yeah. It's not really going to work because you go on X that you're going to see the messages.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, maybe the unfollow button, but you could still text text people without following them. So that's very more news on that. We'll try to dive into more silly X updates and on the 411 keep y'all posted. Yeah. All right, here we go. It's Oppenheimer versus Barbie.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. I watched Oppenheimer. I have not seen the Barbie movie.
I have not seen either yet.
I've not seen the Barbie movie. I didn't really want to go see the Barbie movie. No offense. Just did not seem...
I kind of want to see both.
I loved Oppenheimer.
But I have yet to see them.
I absolutely loved Oppenheimer. It just... Barbie just didn't seem really appealing to me to go see. No offense. I mean, Will Ferrell's in. I absolutely love Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell's one of my favorite actors of all time. Step Brothers, Semi-Pro.
Yes.
Ron Burgundy, Anchorman. Are you kidding me? Like, he has so many. Elf.
Yes.
That is a Christmas classic for me. So many great roles in movies. But here we go. Oppenheimer is the highest grossing movie to never be the number one movie in the box office.
Because Barbie was.
Exactly. Barbie becomes Warner Brothers' highest grossing movie ever, but is dethroned in the box office by Blue Beetle.
What is that?
The new Blue Beetle movie? Blue Beetle. He's a DC character. Yeah, he's, you know the...
I don't watch much superhero stuff, so...
You know Miguel and Cobra Kai?
Yes.
He's going to be playing Blue Beetle.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me get the actor's name pulled up here. I'm going to do that while we talk about this other stuff. Apple paying over $500 million in settlement over slowed down iPhones. Lorelai, what are your thoughts?
I don't know about that. Like, that's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. That's all I really have to say. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Well, we're going to move into the next topic here. NASA confirms that July 2023 was the hottest month in recorded history.
Yeah, that's not good.
Nope, that is not good at all.
We've been talking about that in environmental...
Global warming. We've been talking about it on the 411. Yeah. We've been talking about it. It's not great at all. It's scary, for sure.
Totally, yeah.
I mean, It's bad. The polar ice caps in Alaska, Antarctica. Not Alaska.
They're melting.
They're melting.
I think they were talking about different currents in the Atlantic Ocean changing too.
It's bad. It's got to be stopped.
But that it's what scares me is I forget what the movie was called, but it was like a movie about global warming. We got it played for us during bio last year. And now some of those things are actually happening from the movie, and it's freaking me out.
Oh, George Lopez is also in Blue Beetle. I didn't know that. Oh. That's awesome. That's pretty sick. I think that's awesome. I love the George Lopez show. I love that. I remember when I was on vacation, I went to Holiday World. I stayed in the Rudolph cabins. You're staying in the Rudolph cabins, you'd basically get a free ride to Holiday World because it's right in front of the Rudolph cabins. And it's you drive through this gate and you're there. It's like free rides. So we stayed there. My Aunt Colleen, my Uncle Don, my cousin Ashton, and two of her friends, we all stayed in the cabin. I remember waking up super early and...
Because
they're an hour behind. They're an hour behind in Santa Claus, Indiana. So if it's 7 a.m., I wake up at 7 a.m., it's 6 a.m. So I'd be waking up at 6 a.m. every morning. And I'd be watching the George Lopez show every morning. But, yeah, that I just think that's really cool. I can't pronounce the actor of Blue Beetle's name really well, so I'm just not going to do it.
Not going to try.
But I just know that... He plays Miguel in Cobra Kai, and I think that's pretty cool. Here we go. Super Bowl halftime show still doesn't have a performer as Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Miley Cyrus, and Harry Styles all turn it down.
Really?
Wow, that's...
Well, Taylor's on her Eras tour, so that makes sense, because she wouldn't have time for that, I feel.
Yeah.
But...
I loved it. I mean, Harry Styles, I mean...
Harry Styles would be fun.
Yeah, all my friends that I know at Decatur Central High School, they love Harry Styles. Like, that's like their dream boyfriend, their crush, and I'm like...
Yeah.
I think everyone, I think a Harry Styles halftime show would be pretty cool.
That
I like some
be
of his
fun,
music.
Yeah.
I like some of his music.
I do too.
I really love the Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Eminem, Jay-Z.
I like that one because my parents
no,
were really
50 Cent, not Jay-Z,
yeah.
50 Cent. I loved it. I absolutely love that halftime show.
I liked
show.
The performance.
I loved it.
It was really cool, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was just great. I love Snoop Dogg. I love Dr. Dre. Eminem, you know. 50 Cent, just the older rappers.
Yeah.
Not 1990s to, you know, early 2000s. You mean, if you would start with Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, you could say late 1980s.
Yeah.
89 to 90. But I thought it was awesome. So, if you had to pick any artists to be in this year's Super Bowl halftime show, who are you picking? You pick, how many artists are normally in it? Like, if you had to...
There was like four of the, one of the Snoop Dogg.
Pick four artists.
Oh, that's
now.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be fun if you had a mix of like Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, and maybe Harry Styles. I feel like they're very similar. I don't know, but that's like the most mainstream music I listen to, so that's what I'm thinking of.
Here's mine. Okay, yeah. I'm going old school.
Okay,
for sure. Okay, I know Elton John just retired from performing, going on tour. Elton John halftime show, for sure.
Yes.
Elton John halftime show.
I agree with that one.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm also going to bring in New Edition. So, one of the greatest boy bands of all time.
Yeah.
Behind the Jackson 5. They started 1980s, I mean, featuring Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, Ralph Tresvant, Ronnie DeVoe. There's a lot of great artists. Ricky Bell. I'm trying to think. Did I name all of them?
They should have a halftime show of just boy bands.
Imagine. Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
So I'm trying to think. I named Bobby Brown, Ricky Bell, Ronnie DeVoe, Johnny Gill, Ralph Tresvant, Mike Bivens. So I think that's...
I think so.
I think I named them all.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that'd be sick. I went and saw the Legacy Tour with New Edition this year with my mother. It was an absolute blast. Keith Sweat, New Edition. It was crazy. It was crazy. But I loved it. I thought it was great. Most money I've probably spent in my entire life on tickets.
Concerts are so expensive nowadays.
Like a ticket for the total of money I spent for two tickets for the New Edition concert is one seat. Price for the Aerosmith concert.
Wow. I wanted to go see...
Like for a good seat. Like, I mean, a good seat. Which, that's absolutely insane. I'd love to go see Aerosmith, but... Anyways, back to the Super Bowl topic. So, you have Elton John, New Edition. This is just kind of like my, you know, dream Super Bowl halftime scenario. So, you have two artists. Now, I got to think of two other artists that are still around right now. Let me think. A lot of these great artists are going off tour.
Yeah, which it sucks.
It really does.
Because there's so many good artists that have just, like, stopped.
Yeah, for sure. But. Definitely those two. Those are the top two. And then, I mean, if you want to throw some newer generation, I mean, let's think of some. I mean, I'd love to see Ice Cube. Ice Cube would
Ice
be
Cube,
sick.
Yes.
I'd love to see Ice Cube. That'd be pretty cool.
Mm.
At the halftime show. Another artist I'm just going to name. Let me think of another one. So I already named. Let's think. Do I want to go? I'm going. Do I go 90s here?
All I can get my brain off of right now is Blink 182.
Blink 182.
Because you were talking about concerts. I really wanted
I would honestly say like a Metallica would be pretty sick.
Yeah.
Like that'd be pretty cool. I could throw them in there. That'd be a really good concert for sure. With Metallica, I think it'd be really good. Those four artists that I just named have their music have nothing in common with each other. It is a variety.
I feel like that would be a fun halftime show.
That
though.
Would be sick, though.
It'd be like, here you go. You have this genre, and now go the, here.
Yeah,
and stuff like
sure,
that.
Sure, sure. You got yeah. you have heavy metal. You have hip hop. You have R&B and soul, and then you have pop and rock with Elton John.
Yeah.
So there we go. That's gonna be wrap it up with the Super Bowl halftime stuff. Britney Spears and husband Sam. Can you pronounce that name, Lorelai? I'm not sure if I can pronounce that name, to be honest.
Britney Spears. I have no idea.
Okay, I'm just going to try my best.
Okay.
I'm going to try my best. Asghari? Or
Asghari?
Asghari? I can't
pronounce. I would
say
okay, so.
Okay, Sam.
We're just gonna
Sam Asghari. Sorry, yeah. I apologize. Split up after only 1 year of marriage. That's sad. Very unfortunate.
I feel like a lot of celebrity relationships don't work. I feel like, yeah, they just don't seem to last.
And
which is unfortunate.
There's been a lot going on with Britney Spears because, you know, did you remember the Victor Wembanyama incident with Britney Spears?
Yeah.
There was that. There's just been a lot going on
it's
in her life. It's very unfortunate. It's just really tough for Britney Spears at the moment. I mean, Hold Me Closer with Elton John and Britney Spears, that was a great song. I listened
good,
to that
yeah.
song, I mean, a lot of times on my bus rides to football games. I know, that's really getting me hyped. Yeah, Hold Me Closer by Elton John and Britney Spears gets me really turned up.
It's really hyped for football.
I know, but it really relaxed me. I really love Elton John's music, and that song was just fantastic. It was just a mix of Tiny Dancer. There's couple other songs in there. Do you have any other news on what's going on? Do you have any news about what's going on in your life? Some good news.
We won both of our softball games.
Yeah.
Yay.
There we go. Yeah. Cascade, that's what I'm talking about. And I know you're big into theater and
we had auditions this week.
Musical?
For the play.
Ooh.
It's Puffs. It's
Puffs?
Based off of Harry Potter.
Ooh, that's cool.
But it's from the Hufflepuff's point of view.
That's sick. That's awesome.
It's really fun. So basically the play, when it was originally getting written, it was just going to be a whole improv show, but more people like joined in and it became a full-on production.
Production. That's awesome.
Yeah.
When's your guys' musical?
It's in the spring.
In the spring?
I think it's Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can. We do ours opposite. So we have our musical in the fall, our play in the spring to summertime.
Okay.
We're doing Freaky Friday for our musical.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was at the call-out meeting for auditions. I'm not auditioning, unfortunately. Football and... You know, I gotta be here on the radio. You know, this is what I want to do when I get older. This is one of my big priorities. And show choir, I'm one of the presidents of the Golden Arrows Decatur Central High School show choirs. I'd love to be a part of the musical. It's just a lot of time.
It's
a lot of work.
That's why I don't usually audition for the musical. I usually help backstage.
Yeah,
I've been doing the spotlight. That's fun and stressful.
for me, I just was like, you know. All my friends are like, it's your senior year, you know, go big or go home. Like, I'm just like, you know, life's going great right now. I don't need any extra stress. Or anxiety on
You're
me.
So stressful.
Yeah, because, you know, it's my senior year. I'm gonna be really busy with applying to schools, you know, college visits. I've already applied for, how many schools have I already applied for? But, you know, I got a lot going on right now, and I was just like, they're like, but you're going to have so much fun, everything. And I'm like, guys, I don't really want to interrupt this flow of, you know, I'm healthy right now mentally with, you know, stress, anxiety. It's really like calming down.
This time of year, it's like the most stressful for me.
Yeah. So true.
It's because of the play and then I have softball.
Trying to manage everything plus schoolwork.
Yeah.
You're also taking, how many AP classes are you taking?
I'm taking one and I have no study hall.
Do you TA?
No. I don't have room in my schedule because my schedule got messed up.
That sucks.
So my homework is done on the bus on the way here and the way back. And at home.
That's unfortunate. How they mess up your schedule?
Well, it kind of started last year. I was supposed to take history last year, but they tried to put me in AP history, which I did not want to take. because I was not ready for an AP class last year, and I've heard horror stories about that class, so I was like, no way. But, and I asked, can I be put in a history class? And I got told no, and I got put in an extra art class. So I'm retaking history. I'm not retaking. I'm taking my history class this year, so I don't have a study hall.
Well,
yeah.
At least you're getting one of your history credits out the way. Yeah, and you're also getting one of your art credits. With me, I don't have a study hall. I'm a teacher assistant for show choir, which is Golden Airs, because, you know, I got to be in the class and I know what we're singing, you know, concert choir, this and that. But, yeah, hey, AP classes, I took AP Euro, and everyone was naysaying how bad it was going to be, this and that. It wasn't that bad. I mean, I started out with, you know, a B, you know, early into, you know, the semester one, you know, midterm, you know, that, I mean, it's a college class. Yeah. And it, you know, I have a lot going on with football and, but as things, you know,
that's kind of how it's been for me too. I've started with like a B this semester because I've been gone for a few days because I have driving lessons in the afternoon and it's my last class of the day. So
it's just like, you know, but I just continue to work and just try my best, you know, learn all the information I can, you know, be like a sponge, soak it all up, you know, soak every ounce of information you can to your brain.
Write down lots of notes.
Yeah, because that's what I had to do. That was that whole class. Yeah. Your homework was write down notes. I mean, I'm not talking, you know, you go on Google and you search up definitions. It's just like, you know, three sentences. No, this is like paragraphs. I'm having to write down for notes because I have to understand things thoroughly all the way through. How it started, how it ended. It's not just like I sum it up in just like one sentence. I don't retain information that way. Mm-hmm. That's not how I work because that's just not me. I want to know the whole complexities of the situation when it came to history. I mean, I remember writing those notes. Ask my mom. You know, I'd be at the table with that big book in my hand, just writing paragraph after paragraph after paragraph after paragraph. And it was thick. It was a thick book. But I got through it. I ended with an A. And for extra credit, I did a presentation. It was the longest presentation I ever have ever done.
How many minutes?
Oh, my gosh. It was long. Like, it was your European tour. So it was like, you know, if you had to take a trip to Europe, where are you going? And
see, that's like a fun project, though.
It was a fun. I mean, like, why wouldn't I do this? So I was in Italy the majority of the time. I went to Italy and Switzerland, and that's it. That was my trip. But I was in Italy for a while because during the time, I'm a big Formula One fan, and Monza, that is the Italian Grand Prix.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's the days I'm going to be in Italy is during this time. I stayed in Milan. I went to Rome.
I'm going to Milan in the spring.
Yeah, and I basically explored all of Italy and went to Switzerland to see the Alfa Romeo shop. And because that's
neat.
Yeah, in the mountains, the Alps. Because like most Formula One teams, you're either in the UK or you're in Italy. That's basically it. And Alfa Romeo is different. They're in Switzerland. Which is different from all the other Formula One shops.
Different, yeah.
So I went, checked that out. That was basically my whole trip. But then I got an A in the course. I took AP U.S. History my junior year. It was easy. It was so easy. Although I got a 2 on both AP tests, which is very unfortunate.
It's okay.
At least
it doesn't impact your high school grade.
No. Yeah. I had an A throughout the whole entire time in AP U.S. History.
Yeah.
And I just love history. I just love learning about things, how things happened, how things started. I really love Industrial Revolution history. I know everything, you know, about Industrial Revolution history. I can tell you about cars, trains, planes, boats. And then I know a lot about World Wars. I'm pretty educated. I think that stuff's very interesting.
See, I'm kind of the opposite. I really like world history compared to, like, I like U.S. history, but I like world history more.
Yeah. I
find world history more interesting.
I get it. Yeah. I just, for me, with AP European history, I was not a fan of learning about the kings and all this. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
There's so many. They're
like,
the same name, but it just adds a number each time.
I was like, oh, my goodness gracious. But once I started learning about the Industrial Revolution and how Germany unified as a country, that is something very bizarre.
Yeah.
Otto von Bismarck, recommend checking into that with him and researching that. Very interesting guy. And how they unified as a country, World War One, World War Two. It was just, and then Cold War, that's basically it. You finish the year with learning about the Cold War, and that was it. It's just so interesting. Very interesting. With me, we're, football is, you know, it's kicking in. We had our first game of the season last week, played Columbus North. We won.
Yay.
It was a very close game, but we pulled out with the win. We're down 14-3 at halftime, and we came out and
close games are like the most fun.
Yeah, we came out and won. We play New Pal this coming week at home, the first home game of the season. Going to be pretty interesting. Going to be very bizarre, and it's going to be an interesting, very interesting game. I'm really looking forward to it. I appreciate it. And that's just basically it with my life and our news. What's going on in our lives? Yeah. Well, that's going to wrap it up for the 411 here on Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. Miss you, Miles. Wish you were here, buddy. For Lorelei Smith, for Invisible Casper, Miles Sprung, and
Casper, like Miles.
Mike 3. I'm Landon Nelson. You are listening to the 411 here on Indy's Giant 90.9.
From the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep.